Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED-Ed video, and it's called Why Do We Feel Nostalgia? I don't know if you guys have this feeling before, but if you guys have ever been studying abroad or is currently abroad, you might have this feeling. It's the kind of feeling that you desperately miss something or a certain period of time or someplace, and you feel like you wanted to go back so bad and you wanted to be anywhere but where you are right now. So let's take a look at today's sentence. But as migration increased worldwide, nostalgia was observed in various groups. It turned out that anyone separated from their native place for a long time was vulnerable to nostalgia. But as migration increased worldwide, nostalgia was observed in various groups. It turned out that anyone separated from their native place for a long time was vulnerable to nostalgia. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 migration， 它的重音在 GRA 的地方，前面的 I 呢是发 I 的音 my， 那 GRA 呢只是发 A。Migration 是迁移的意思，像是我们有时候会讲到那个动物会迁移，他们会每年有一次到两次这种时间，这个叫做 animal migration。那它的动词原型呢是 migrate， 要记得它这边的重音呢只是放在 mi 的地方。那如果前面加上一个 im 的话呢，指的也是移民啊，或者是迁徙这一类的。那如果要讲一个人呢是外来的移民者呢，就可以说他是 immigrant。Immigrant， 那记得这边 MMI 的第二个 I 呢都是要发短音呃的音，那它的名词则是 immigration， 指的是移民或者是海关的意思。那我们可以说 as an immigrant he felt like he has been discriminated from time to time， 身为一个外来的移民者呢，他认为他三不五时还是遭受到歧视。再我们要来看的是 nostalgia 这一个字， nostalgia 呢指的是乡愁啊或者是怀旧之情，它的 nos 呢是发 nos 的音 nos， 那 tal 呢则是在重音的部分 nostalgia， gia 只有发短音 gia， nostalgia。那它的形容词呢则是 nostalgic， 指的是怀旧的，像是我们可以说 he's feeling quite nostalgic after reading his own diary from 3 years ago， 他读了他三年前自己的日记之后呢觉得十分怀旧。再我们要来看的是 observe 呢指的是观察的意思，要记得它的 o 呢就发短音 e 的音，重音在 ser 这边呢可是可以发 z 的音，会发 observe 是观察，那它的名词呢则是 observation， 那这边的 o 呢发音就不太一样，是发 r 的音，嘴巴有上下拉开的感觉，指的是观察力，像是说 as a detective his observation is quite keen， 身为一个侦探呢他有非常非常敏锐的观察力。那在我们中文里呢，我们有时候会说一个人进一家公司啊有一个这个观察期啊或者是试用期，这个就跟 observation 比较无关，我们要说它是 on probation。 probation 就是说一个人在试用期，可能大部分公司定的都是3个月这样子。再我们要来看的是 separate 啊指的是分隔啊或者是分离的意思，它的重音在 se 的地方，那 pa 呢只有发短音 separate，那后面 RAT 则是发 8 的音，我们可以说 He and his father were separated during the accident， 那场意外中呢他跟他爸爸不幸分离了。那他的名词原型呢则是 separation， 则是分开或者是分离的意思。最后我们要来看的是 vulnerable。 Vulnerable 呢指的是易受伤的或者是很脆弱的，像是我们可以说 After the breakup she is feeling quite vulnerable， 她分手之后呢内心感到十分脆弱。可是像我们这个句子里面讲到 vulnerable to something 呢指的就是易于某一种东西，像是我们可以说 It is the little things in life that are vulnerable to forgetting， 就是只有这些 生活中的微小琐碎的事情呢是最容易被人家遗忘的。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. But as migration increased worldwide, nostalgia was observed in various groups. It turned out that anyone separated from their native place for a long time was vulnerable to nostalgia.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Whether you're feeling nostalgia or not, you should still leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!